Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I want the world to know the story of my life. The moment when your lips met mine and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end. Can start and end. Can start and end with you.
Marty Robbins was a great songwriter himself, but The Story of My Life was the first successful collaboration between Burt Bacharach, who wrote the music, and Hal David, who wrote the lyrics. The Ray Conniff Singers provided the whistling and the background vocals on that record, which became both a country and pop hit early in 1958. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke, and this is Jackson Browne.
Someone's gonna have to explain it to me. I'm not sure what it means. My baby's feeling funny in the morning. She's having trouble getting into her jeans. Waistline seems to be expanding, although she never feels like eating a thing. I guess we'll reach some understanding when we see what the future will bring. That barroom door, and that girl came home with me. Now baby's feeling funny in the morning. She says she's got a lot on her mind. Nature didn't give her any warning. Now she's gonna have to leave her wild ways behind. She says she doesn't care if she never spends another night running loose on the town. Like I'm ready. I told her I had always lived alone, and I probably
about settling down. Bless my soul, she's got a rock and roll band and thinking about settling down.
Just got home from the doctor. I just got home from the mill. She looked a little peaked. Her eyes were kind of streaked. I couldn't figure out what made her ill. She looked a little weepish, smile kind of sheepish. The answer hit me like a hickory maul. I throwed my dinner bucket down, yelled like a trailing hound. I was gonna be a daddy after all. Now the waiting, anticipating, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna be a daddy now. Well, the weeks went by kinda sweetly. Then all at once I thought she lost her mind. She would rant, she'd rave for the things she would crave, like ice cream and sauerkraut combined. She wanted watermelon. It was winter time. Dill pickles set around the house in jars. My house, she'd eat that stuff. She never seemed to get enough. And at 3 a.m. she'd want candy bars. Oh, the waiting, anticipating, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna be a daddy now. Well, at last the time was drawing near. I began to walk and pace and sweat. The doctor said, now son, I know this ain't no fun, but we ain't never lost a daddy yet. I stood up and I sat down, I even thought of leaving town. The doctor and the nurse came out all grins. They said, buck up my boy, you should shout with joy, you're the daddy of a pair of bouncing twins. No more waiting, anticipating, rock-a-bye, I'm a dad.
Singer, actor, and television variety show host Tennessee Ernie Ford was born on February 13, 1919, in Bristol, Tennessee. He was walking the floor and climbing the charts in 1949 with Anticipation Blues. And on a similar subject, we heard Ready or Not, a popular track from Jackson Browne's second album, For Every Man, which was released in 1973. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where the Music Box continues our review of songs written by Burt Bacharach, who passed away last week. He would write the music, and Hal David or other writing partners would write the words for songs such as Trains and Boats and Planes.
Trains and boats and planes are passing by. They mean a trip to Paris or Rome for someone else, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away, away from me. We were so in love and high above, we had a star to upon wish and dreams come true, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away, away from me. You are from a I pray, and if my prayer can cross the sea, the trains and the boats and planes will bring you back, back home to me.
Dionne Warwick brought the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song Trains and Boats and Planes to the radio in 1966. I'm Mike Duke, and this is a good time to hear some songs about trains and boats and planes on the Music Box. To get us started, it's All Aboard for the Peace Train by Cat Stevens.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. This country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Yes, peace train. Good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Yes, peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Not much better than no boat.
But it
girl sunbathing on a pier. They wore bikinis way down to here. I waved, they waved. They said they'd like a ride, so I helped them climb inside to share my
little red rented robot. Little red rented robot.
Not much better than no boat,
but at least it'll go when I row, row, row. At least it'll go when I row, 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 row.
Along came a sailboat big enough for two. The skipper saw the girls, I knew what he would do. He waved, and they waved. Then he helped them inside. Just one girl to ride there in my
little red rented robot. Little red rented robot.
Not much better than no boat,
but at least it'll go when I row, row, row. At least it'll go when I row.
Motorboat roared up behind. A girl took a look and I could read her mind. She waved and he waved. He helped to climb inside, leaving me with wounded pride.
Row, 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 row.
1 hour later I saw them again. Motorboat out of gas, sailboat out of wind. The girls waved and I waved. And then I passed them by with my nose held way up high. Me and my
little red rented robot. Little red rented robot.
Not much better than no boat,
but at least it'll go when I row, row, row. At least it'll go when I row. Row, 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 yeah, row, row, row.
Joe Dowell sang the praises of his little red rented rowboat in 1962. And from 1971, we heard Peace Train by Cat Stevens. Well, we've heard a song about a train and one about a boat. Here's a song about a plane by Roger Miller.
Me and Oliver and Virgil is in the drugstore killing time when my eye fell upon this magazine. And I got to reading this article on skydiving and parachutes, and it said jumping out of airplanes was the thing. Now, being raised down on a farm and always ready for adventure, I knew that I could figure out a way. I said, well, Delmer Gill's got a parachute and Uncle Harvey's got an airplane, so I said, call the boys together, today's the day. Well, I found out too late what Uncle Harvey called an airplane. Wasn't nothing but an engine and a wing. And I could feel my fear rising as Delmer packed a parachute, cause he kept telling me I was doing the right thing. Ron McLaughlin shook my hand as J.D. strapped me in the harness, and Tilden brought a jug and passed it around. I took one look at that parachute and that whiskey and that airplane, and I turned that bottle up and drank it down. Well, I was drunker than Cooter Jones when they poured me in the plane. The engine coughed and headed for the clouds. Well, I was sober as a judge by the time they opened up that door, and I'd never known my heart to beat so loud. I said, Harvey, I can't do it, as he kicked me out the door. Now I wrapped my hands around the landing gear, and I was holding on real good till Harvey stepped down on my fingers. Virgil said he heard me scream from way down there. Well, I thank God and Delmer Gill when my parachute finally opened. I said, well, hell, ain't no use in being afraid. And I went crashing through the hen house, scattering chickens and breaking eggs. And I kissed the ground and fainted dead away. Now, friends, I've done some fighting, and I've been shot at once or twice. And I've darn near been run over by a train. But I don't think I remember being any more afraid than the day I jumped from Uncle Harvey's plane.
Straight from the You Won't Hear This One Anywhere Else This Weekend file of the music box. That's The Day I Jumped from Uncle Harvey's Plane by Roger Miller from 1973. Stay tuned for more of the songs of Burt Bacharach in the next hour of the music box. This hour concludes with model, actress, and Miss America 1959 Mary Ann Mobley, who was born in Biloxi on February 16, 1939. In 1961, she teamed up with Jimmy Clanton for Down the Aisle.
Every minute seems just like an hour. Every hour such a long, long while.
Till the day
when we walk down the aisle. Can't help dreaming all about your charms, of your arms, your face and your smile.
I can't wait till the day
when we walk down the aisle.
I can almost hear the organ play with delight, for soon I'll be near my dear one who found me and brought me her love.
Then the moment will come I'm longing for. How proud I will
I do.
I'll be true.